Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York, and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled, Singin' Off Key.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts herself or himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles herself or himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. A longtime favorite short story of mine by Flannery O'Connor, entitled Revelation, came to my mind as I reflected on this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. O'Connor's story ends in a vision. The main character, Ruby Turpin, Mrs. Turpin throughout most of the story, is a woman of the American South, self-identified as respectable, hardworking, church-going, neat and clean white woman of a certain social class. And she is the one who has this vision. In a state of intense fury over an attack on her person by a young woman in the doctor's office earlier in the day, she stands now at her pig pen behind her farmhouse and looks out over a wide pasture stretching beyond it. In a fiery rage at God for what has happened to her, her gaze, as if through the very heart of mystery, O'Connor writes, she sees a startling image. A purple streak in the sky becomes a vast swinging bridge from earth to heaven. On it rumble hordes of, in the author's words, white trash and black niggers, shouting, clapping, and singing. Bringing up the end of the procession are people like Ruby herself and her husband Claude, marching with great dignity, accountable as they had always been for good order and common sense and respectable behavior. They alone were on key. Yet she could see by their shocked and altered faces that even their virtues were being burned away. Ruby Turpin and the Pharisee of our gospel parable were both genuinely good-living people, keeping the rules, upholding strict external standards of virtuous behavior, yet in Ruby's vision, even those virtues are burned away. In the parable, not the strictly observant Pharisee, but the despised sinning tax collector goes home justified. We may well wonder why. We may well find the outcome of each story a bit disconcerting, find ourselves a bit uncomfortable. Questions may surface in an honest moment of self-examination. Am I unduly impressed by my own virtue and surprised if it's ever questioned? No matter that I am a hard-working, church-going person, do I really recognize that I am, first of all, a sinner, and that all else is gift. All else is God's mercy. I would not, would I, fit in that audience to whom Jesus addresses this parable, those convinced of their own righteousness, who despise everyone else, as Luke describes them. In these times in which we live, rife with prejudicial attitudes regarding religion, race, ethnicity, and issue after issue, let me ask myself where I truly stand in these matters. What role do I play? Let me think of Ruby's vision and ask myself, do I walk among those proper folks who are the only ones on key? Or do I stand in solidarity with the hordes of outcasts at the head of the procession? In my most authentic presence before God, in prayer, am I sent home justified or not?